Hi, this is Derek Shaver. I am calling in regards to, I guess, what people would call lunch. I don't know what your schedule is in the next couple hours, but my rumbly tumbly is wanting me to eat food. And if I do not receive a prompt response, I will have to go ahead and get food and stuff it in my fucking face because I'm hungry. So you have 2 minutes from the end of this voicemail to get back to me. Otherwise, I'm going to cheat on you with Burger King, which I'm sitting in front of right now. But I just want to let you know. Okay, thanks. You can contact me at 480-262-0423. Please and thank you. Your prompt reply would be very appreciated. Thank you. Bye.
Humans, hello people, listeners, friends. My name's Jasmine, and I'm pretty sure I introduced myself last podcast, but if you guys didn't know, I used to work at Chipotle, which is why I named the podcast series. I'm sorry, my voice gave out. But that's one of the reasons why I decided to name the podcast series Prep Table First Cut, because I thought it was genius, and I loved it. And unfortunately, I'm not working there anymore. I really did love the place. I love the people. I love the everyday experience, which is something that we're going to talk about further in the episode. But just to get the ball rolling, I want to give you guys the same experience, because I'm pretty sure you guys enjoyed the noises of cutting stuff on a cutting board, the knife, everything like that. I just think that was part of the experience. So I do have a cutting board, I do have a knife, and I'm going to be cooking something for myself. This dish is something that I usually cook whenever I don't want to eat a lot, but I'm hungry, but I'm not hungry, so let's just say it's a snack. And I really love it. And the only reason why I came up with this was because I was hungry and I only had cabbage, onion, cilantro, garlic, and garbanzo beans and a tomato in my fridge that day. And I was like, what am I supposed to make with this? And then I'm like, fuck it. I'm just gonna fucking put something together and I'll be good. So I decided to cut all these ingredients up, saute them, and it's fucking delicious. That's all I'm saying. So we're gonna get started, and I'm not just gonna be talking about how to cook this recipe, because honestly, if I had to give it a name, I don't know what I would give it. Just Jasmine Snap, whatever. But let's get started. Do right now is I'm cutting the onion. I'm gonna be halfway, and I'm gonna just peel off the skin. That's the easiest part about peeling the skin in an onion. All you have to do is cut it in half, and the way you peel it just comes off really easily. So now we're just gonna dice it. The pan, and I put some olive oil on there to heat it up so I can drop the onion in there. And then, if you want to give it a kick, you also do have the option of adding any chili. What I did before was I added, I think it was either a jalapeno or serrano pepper. Really good. Gives it a little kick. You're looking for something. And you can add more than anything. I like the portion of just using half an onion. It's good. chop the onion. Sit there for now. Not too high, not too low. We'll be adding some garlic as well, but we're going to add that a little bit closer. When the onion's a little bit more caramelized, only because the garlic is already minced and it's going to cook faster than the onion, so that's why we'll wait to the end to add that. So now we got our cabbage. So I don't know if you guys are sleeping on it or not, but don't fucking sleep on red cabbage, bro. Red cabbage is fucking delicious. So we're gonna go and we're just gonna cut this into squares as well. Yeah. Cut. If you guys can see it, it's so pretty. And I don't know if you guys used to know this, but they used to boil the leaves of the cabbage and use the water because it would release a color, like a really like purple reddish color, and they would use that as dye. So, fun fact. There we go. And you probably, once you cut the cabbage into halves, then you cut it into quarters. And all you will need is a quarter of that cabbage. You don't need a lot. I mean, if you want to fucking do it, go for it. But it's really good with just half of it. And it tastes really good when it's roasted. If you let it roast a little bit, caramelize, it's really good. We have that. And then go ahead and open our garbanzo beans. You do have the option of cooking your own garbanzo beans if you like. They're really easy to cook. Just go any store, buy a garbanzo bag, soak them in water overnight because it will cook a little bit quicker, faster, and then you just boil them. But yeah. Just rinse these off. Let's mix the onion. Hear that sizzle? Cilantro. If you don't like cilantro, I don't know, bro. There's something wrong with you. Okay, so, I mean, this recipe is almost done. All I'm gonna need is to dice up a tomato, but other than that, that's all it needs. Oh, I lied, actually. Remember when I said, or you know what, I don't think I said it, but I like to add a sausage to this. It gives it a good flavor. It just goes well with the cabbage. But I have some leftover Italian sausage meatballs that we made the other night. They're pretty good, so I'm just gonna use that so they don't go to waste. Pretty crazy. Like I said earlier, I don't work at Chipotle anymore. I decided to go for another job. And I don't feel about it. I'm feeling some type of way. I don't enjoy it as much as I did working at Chipotle. And I've never realized how much enjoying where you work really matters, because it does. And I only say that because of first-hand experience. I've been working at this job since April of 2020, I believe. And I've never called off so much in my life. And I don't know if it's because of this whole coronavirus, it's just, you know, making us work from home, but I do not like it. It's... Okay, sorry for that pause. A quick call. So, here we go. So, already, I diced up the tomato already, and I use one tomato. And what I'm using right now is the ones in the vine, not the Roma tomatoes. And the reason why you want to use a tomato and soft ones is because it releases a lot of juice, and that is what's going to make up the dish a little bit, only because it gives it that look kind of like a broth, but not a broth, but I don't know. You just have to cook it yourself to see it, honestly. So year 2020, what can I say? Coronavirus. It's fucking crazy. It's definitely pushing our boundaries to what we're used to, and certainly what I'm used to, because this working from home does not work for me. I fucking hate it. I hate not interacting with people. I hate not seeing people every day on the daily. I hate looking at a computer fucking screen all fucking day. And that is when you know that the saying is, if you don't enjoy your job, then it's gonna be like work or be like a job. That's exactly how I'm feeling at the moment. I don't like it at all. It doesn't work for me. For all the people who do like it and do like working from home, good for you. I fucking applaud you. It's just not for me. But that's besides the point. Besides the COVID-19, what do we have? We have the Black Lives Matter movement, which if you don't support it or you feel like all lives matter, yes, all lives matter, but that's not the fucking point right now. Black lives matter, and for you people not seeing that, you're fucking ignorant as fuck, and ignorance is bliss, so go on living your fucking life. That's all I'm gonna say. What else? So for the year 2020, I had plans. And by plans, I mean I had plans to go to South Korea for my birthday. Really big fan. And it all started when I started watching Korean dramas, and that's how it usually starts, Korean dramas, and then you branch out to Korean music, like K-pop. And if you don't know what K-pop is, then shit, get with the times. So right now, I just dropped in the tomato. I'm gonna give that a little saute. But yeah, K-pop, Korean pop. It's boy groups, girl groups, usually like five or more people in them, and they write catchy stuff. And not to say, the guys are pretty cute, and this is probably going to be embarrassing for myself, but shit, those who know me know that I'm obsessed with that shit. And I think my boyfriend even told me that I have an Asian fetish, and I think I might, but it's the good type of fetish, you know? But yeah, if you haven't seen any K-pop, go ahead and watch Boys Over Flowers, because that is the show that fucking reeled me in. Boys Over Flowers, and then if you have the time after finishing that, go ahead and watch Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bok-jo. It's a really good series. And then if you feel like listening to any Korean music, I would say their R&B fucking scene is good. They have Dean, They have, shit, I can't even think right now. Dean is a really good one. DPR Live is another one. Shit, I can't even think right now. It's just that I'm smelling the food and it smells really good. I'm hungry. But, so I thought, so that's that. I was supposed to go to Korea for my birthday. I didn't end up going because of this whole, well, I mean, I'm not going to end up going is what I'm saying. Because of this whole COVID-19 and it's just a little too risky. So I rather just postpone that. Two concerts that I was supposed to go to this year already. And one of them was, I was supposed to go with my friend, well, both of them actually, because I invited her to the second one as well. But the first one we were supposed to go to was a concert for LP. And I believe her name is Laura Pelosi. I'm not sure, I might be screwing up her name, but look her up, LP. And all I'm gonna say is she's worth it. She has an awesome voice. And we were supposed to go and watch her, and I bought the tickets in advance, and then this whole COVID-19 started, and then they never gave us updates whether or not we were supposed to, if they were going to postpone it. And 3 days later, after the concert was scheduled to be, my friend calls me up, and she's like, hey, she's like, when is the concert? And I'm like, what? And I go back. I open up the ticket and it was the 3 days before or after, and I'm like, fuck, we missed it. Then we got the good news that they had actually postponed for 2021. I have to wait a full ass fucking year to go to a fucking concert, and that makes me sad. And then the other concert that I was supposed to go to was for Camilo Séptimo. They're a Mexican pop rock indie group. They're really good. I like their music. They're not new, but they certainly made a name for themselves. And I was supposed to go to the Van Buren in Phoenix. It's supposed to be like a bar. Oh my god, I can't speak. Anyway, point is, I was supposed to go there, but they also postponed, so I don't know what to do with my life anymore. All the plans that I made have been delayed, and I know it's like, boo-hoo, Jasmine, your plans were delayed. Everybody else's were too, and I understand. I'm not bitching. It just sucks. But yeah. Other than that, I've been really busy watching TV. I mean, all I do is get up, log into work in my computer, and then clock back out and watch TV. It's not a very healthy lifestyle at the moment, I'll tell you that. But yeah, movies that I've been watching or that I recommend are, I can definitely do that. Good sport. So, a good show that I would recommend is if you're into tacos or just like watching cooking shows, go and watch Taco Chronicles. So every episode they're focusing on different kinds of taco meats. So the first episode was for Al Pastor and how there's different ways of cooking that, how there's different methods, and how they have innovated it. And it's pretty interesting. It's pretty cool. I believe they go to Mexico DF to film this, and they just go to taco shops and they just taste the different kinds of taco shops. And I don't know, that really made me want to go to Mexico just to fucking eat a good taco. But second episode was about carnitas, and it's a shredded pork meat, but the masters of it apparently are the people from Michoacan, and I guess they're really good at it. So that's gave me another idea. Maybe I should just like travel, go to all these taco places, but that's not happening anytime soon. So right now I took out the sauteed garlic, onions, and tomato. So I'm about to drop in the cabbage, the red cabbage. Give me just a moment. Thank you. like that. You're moving them a little bit. I'm going to break them up. They tend to stick together, so that's another tip if you are going to be making this, which I really do hope you do. It's a really good dish. If you're just bored and you want to just try it out, try it. Really good. And let that sit there. And then let's go ahead and dice up the Italian sausage meatballs.
These are really good. Actually, the only reason why I had these was because I decided to make the Bella or Gigi Hadid pasta, where she uses a tomato paste and she makes her own sauce, which is basically almost kind of similar to what I'm making right now, except for the pasta. And so what she added to there to make that was shallot, garlic, tomato paste, salt and pepper, vodka, and you make this basically pasta sauce. And it was really good, that's all I'm gonna say. She didn't include any meat on that recipe, but I fucking love meat. I'm a carnivore by nature, by heart, whatever you want to fucking call it. If you ever ask me to go vegan, I'm gonna slap a bitch in their face, bro. That's not me. But nothing against vegans, though. If you live that lifestyle, good for you. I support it. That's you, but not me. But yeah, let's go ahead and chop these up. We're just going to be chopping these into little squares, basically. I'm going to take you over here so you can hear the cabbage. I wish you could smell it. For seasoning to get the flavor, we're gonna be adding chicken bouillon, and that's it. And you don't need a lot, actually, because remember that broth I told you about that the tomato releases the juices? Once you put a little bit into that, it kind of like heightens the flavor, and it's really good. So you don't need a lot. If you don't want to use chicken bouillon, then I would just advise you to go ahead and use salt and pepper. Salt and pepper are really good. Okay. So I know we were talking about shows, and there's this other show that I would definitely recommend for you guys to watch. It's called The Best of Both Worlds. And I'm not saying best, I'm saying Bess, as in B-E-S-S, and I love it. It's an Australian show. It kind of gives me Modern Family vibes. It's really good, and I'm kind of curious whether what show aired first, because, yeah, I don't know. It gives me a lot of Modern Family vibes. I don't know if you've seen that show, but Sofia Vergara. And I wish I knew the other actors' names, but I don't. All I know is Sofia Vergara's in it, and she's really good. She's funny. But this show that I'm talking about, Best of Both Worlds, is really good. It's funny. I'm not going to give you the rundown on it because I would just ruin it for you. But you can actually look it up as... It has a different name you can search it up as. Let me see. I remember looking it up last time. There we go. It's called Upper Middle Bogan. It's an Australian comedy. And I was curious as to what Bogan meant, because I was like, what the fuck does that mean? And I looked it up, and it actually makes
completely sense. Bogan just means lower class. And it makes complete sense once you watch the show.
Okay, so let's go stir that cabbage. The garbanzo beans. We're gonna add the garbanzo beans, and then we're also going to add the sausage. So let's do that. Right now, I was just thinking how I would have enjoyed making this for one of my friends, but unfortunately, she's in Cali, having the best time of her life. Shout out to Vicky. But it got me thinking about a plate that she, or a dish that she made for me, because I was starving. And it's so fucking simple, but it's worth a fucking try. It's really good. So all it was steamed white rice, two over easy eggs with soy sauce. Really fucking good. Maybe I'll have her one day when she comes over so she can make that dish. And I'll probably do a podcast about it because the shit we talk about, dude. But yeah. I'm just mixing this up. I'm just gonna let it sit there for a bit. But other than that, I don't know what else to talk about. Ooh, I don't know if you guys know this guy, but he used to be. A guy that he was an astrologer. I'm sorry, the brain fart. He's an astrologer. His name was Walter Mercado. And he was a guy that used to show up on TV, not show up, but he had a segment on the TV, and he would read, you know, he would read the astrology, basically, and he was a well-known guy. I remember coming home from school, my grandma was watching TV, Primer Impacto, Gordo y la Flaca, and this Walter Mercado had his own segment. And then he just disappeared one day to another, just like poof, and you never heard anything about him. But my whole point of bringing him up is because I started watching a docuseries on Netflix, and just an FYI, all these shows that I've been recommending to you, both the Taco Chronicles, I don't think Best of Both Worlds, I think Best of Both Worlds is actually on Hulu. But the Taco Chronicles and the Walter Mercado docuseries are on Netflix. So, I don't know. Give them a look. Give them a try. See if you like it. See if it's your cup of tea. I don't know. But, yeah, this guy basically disappeared from the face of Earth. You didn't hear from him. And people have their own, like, ideas or reasons why they thought he left. One of them being is that he didn't want to age in front of an audience. The other one was that he got sick and he couldn't do his show anymore. And then the third one, I'm not sure about the third one, but let's just leave it at two. And yeah, so you watch a series and you end up finding out that his manager or prior manager had basically taken advantage of him, and he just got depressed over that and stopped doing any of his shows, which is kind of sad. And then I was like, damn, I mean, at least, you know, with this docuseries, he's going to get known for that. He'll start having new shows, but he actually passed away. And it's just really sad to hear that any person can take advantage of any person. It's sad. So, on another note, we're still here cooking. And we're just gonna add the tomato, onions, and garlic that we set aside, and we're just gonna add it right now. You hear the sounds of cooking. Now don't forget, we still need to add the cilantro, but I'm a firm believer that adding the cilantro at the very end gives it a different flavor. I don't know. Don't come at me. But here we go. We're also going to add the chicken bouillon. Maybe a tablespoon at least, to your preference, honestly. Who am I to tell you that it's too much salt? You know, it's your taste buds. There we go, we're gonna add the cilantro. Looks so good. If I could describe the flavor, not the flavor, let me describe the color first. Have a bright purple, red, orange, green because of the cilantro, and then we have brownish, caramelized garbanzos and onions. Oh my God, my mouth is watering. And I usually just eat this with a fork. I don't use any type of like a tortilla or bread or anything like that. It's usually just a fork, and I just eat it. I'm tasting it right now. In a sec. Use a little bit more chicken bouillon. There. Leave it like that. I'm not trying to give myself a heart attack either, but. You know, when it needs it, it needs it. It's gonna look like this. Okay, I think that is that. Okay, so we're just gonna plate it right now. I'm gonna grab a bowl. If I had clean bowls. There we go. Check the dishwasher, always. Silent it goes when you take it off the stove. Silence. You want to hear it again once it goes back on? Power! There. And that is it, guys. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I know I just ranted and shit, but I don't know. It feels good to just talk. But I'm also nervous. Is that weird that I get nervous talking to my friend? I don't know, maybe because I know some people are going to be listening to it and they're going to be like, what is this bitch saying? But, you know. So, thank you for coming. Well, you didn't come, but thank you for listening. And have a good day. Bye. At the end, I'm also going to be including two of my favorite songs from two of the artists that we spoke about, which is LP and then Camilo VII. RIP. I hope to see them soon, in a year from now. Can't wait.